Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ever attend a camp that changed your life? Bill McKenzie graduated from Oklahoma University. He worked in aeronautical engineering before going into real estate to provide more time to developing Pine Cove Christian camps in Texas. Sharon McKenzie grew up in East Texas as her family moved around during the booming oil industry. She finished high school in Tyler, Texas, and went to college in Dallas. Sharon taught English in a junior high school for 2 years before marrying Bill in 1956. Some would say the rest was history, and that history, oh, so rich. And you know, your life becomes oh, so rich when you know Christ, and they know Christ, and they know what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. And dear friend, it's our prayer that you would know what it means, dear friend, what it means to experience a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. That's why we have the Good Life radio program, to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, for you to know that no matter what you're facing right now, no matter what you're going through, there is always hope in Jesus. He loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, dear one, the living Christ calls you to himself. The same Jesus who has touched Bill and Sharon McKenzie calls you. Would you respond to him? Would you open your heart to Christ? Bill McKenzie is the founder of Pine Cove Christian Camps. He's written a new book, Live for What Outlives You. He and Sharon live in Tyler, Texas. They have 3 children and 9 grandchildren. Bill and Sharon, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill, you have a tradition before you speak publicly. You always read a scripture. What scripture is that, and could you please read it for us?
Yes, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Beautiful.
What is it? What is it, Bill? What is it about that passage that that moves you?
Well, it just gets me begin to think as I speak to a crowd or to somebody that it's the Spirit speaking through me and not any of my ability or any of my wisdom.
Mm-hmm. What is it, Bill? What is it about flying that has always stirred your heart?
Well, there's something about being above the ground, and in an airplane, a private plane like I've flown, you different altitudes, but you don't have to get very high up to feel like you get a little bit of God's perspective. You see cars moving about, and you see people, and you see houses and highways, and it just gives you a little of God's perspective of looking down on the earth.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, my mother and father were both dear Christians. My dad was busy in the bank, and mother was consistently teaching Bible classes around and doing various, and she had a child evangelism group in our neighborhood, so the neighborhood kids can come over and hear that. And it was after one of those lessons when I was 7 years old that I accepted Christ as my Savior. And then Mother was very faithful as the years went by to accurately teach us boys the Word of God.
Sharon, how about you? Who influenced you most there in your growing up years?
Well, do you mean from a spiritual standpoint?
Sure.
Well, actually, when I was a sophomore in college, I was invited to a group on campus called InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And I had gone to Young Life in high school, but I did not fully understand the message. I liked the fun and the people. Mm-hmm. But this group, InterVarsity, really spoke to a longing in my heart to know something about Scripture and the purpose. What is it that we're to get from this? So there was one young man in particular that took me aside, and then later he invited me to go to a camp in Colorado at Christmas time. And it was there that I felt the moving of an emptiness in my heart, I guess you should say. And so again, he took me aside and he explained the simple gospel that Jesus had died for our sins, that he rose again, and that all we needed to do was trust in him. So that was the spiritual person that came into my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bill, why did you choose the title, Live for What Outlives You?
Well, I have, when I very early on began to think about founding Pine Cove, I thought in terms of how it could be structured with a board of directors and a balanced corporate wisdom so that it would outlive me. I never wanted to put my name on the ministry. I never got paid for the ministry. I wanted to create something that outlived me. So as I worked through this this book, actually, my writer came up with the title from hearing me talk about how important it was to do something for the Lord that was beyond your lifetime.
Bill, what an inspiration to our listeners. Because honestly, when I had the joy of reading the book and seeing it for the first time, the title just grasped me. It really captured my heart. And I don't know how often people think about living their life and blessing others in a way that will even outlive myself. So I want to thank you for that title. I think it's very powerful, very meaningful for our listeners.
Well, I want to dig a little bit deeper beyond even that. I understand what you set out to do, but more so, Bill, where did this perspective come from in life? I think it's a stark contrast to not only what we are fed in terms of what we see in the world we live in, but it also has crept into the body of Christ, this kind of self-promoting. I mean, you're self-effacing, but this self-promoting. So how did you develop that perspective?
Well, I was taught by a lot of people the truth of Scripture, that it's not about me, it's about him. And I didn't want anything that I ever did to look like that I was seeking a claim for myself. And while Suzanne was talking, I started to quote C.T. Studd. It said, there is but one life. It will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last.
Mm-hmm.
That has always motivated me to not get off on a tangent, to keep it on track.
Both Bill and Sharon came to a point of faith in their own lives. Bill, when he was 7 years old, Sharon, accepting Christ at in a varsity Christian camp during her sophomore year in college. It's this turning point, a turning point that could be experienced by you, dear friend, as you listen to Bill and Sharon McKenzie share heart-to-heart with us. They represent, and they are the founders of Pine Cove Christian Camps. You can find out more about Pine Cove at pinecove.com. When we come back, well, Jerry Bridges, he wrote the book, The Pursuit of Holiness. He was one of the leaders of the Navigators. He says, relationships are more important than accomplishments. You get that? Relationships are more important than accomplishments. I'm wondering what that means to Bill McKenzie. I'm going to ask him, and he's going to share with us. What does it mean? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He writes about always wanting to be an athlete, loving sports, wanting to be an athlete. Oh, but the Lord, as things would have it, as the Lord would have it over the years, sports wasn't going to be a big part of him playing it. But hey, he got to meet some of those great ones like Tom Landry, the Dallas Cowboys. And even that meeting, as he writes in his book, Live for What Outlives You, he talks about not only meeting Tom Landry, but then as he walks out along the way, he sees Roger Staubach, the Hall of Fame quarterback, the great quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And speaking of Bill McKenzie, Bill is the founder of Pine Cove Christian Camps, again, the author of Live for What Outlives You. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. We're grateful that you're with us today. Thank you for joining us. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. com. Go ahead and check that out. And as you listen to it, think about what family member or friend you could send this to and encourage them with that blessing. Bill writes in his book, "For Live for What Outlives You," he writes on page 17 about Jerry Bridges, who, quote, says, "Relationships are more important than accomplishments." Bill McKenzie, why did that truth hit you so hard?
Well, Danny, give me just a little background. I went to the grade school, junior high school, high school, and University of Oklahoma with Jerry Bridges. And you'll notice in my book, he endorsed my book.
Yes.
But I was living in Tyler, and we were having, every 5 years, we would have a reunion for our high school class. And some of the girls in the class thought the reunions were getting a little rowdy. And so they asked me if I could kind of bring something meaningful to our reunion. And so I said, well, if you will set the date when Jerry Bridges could come, I will have him come and speak on how to finish strongly. And so he came, and he gave 3 points. I don't remember the first two, but I remember the last one. Relationships are more important than accomplishments. And I was a person that had been very wrapped up in accomplishments, and it really hit me that I should start considering all relationships, some that maybe I need to work on. And it really put a priority on that.
Well, following that, as I read your book, you wrote, "Little did I know then that one of the things that God most likes to do is to ask his people to leave what is familiar in order to follow him. Nor did I yet have any idea how miserable you are if you try to stay in what's familiar instead of following God." Share with us some of the context of your own life and how that's so meaningful.
Well, I was diligently involved in being an aeronautical engineer, but while I enjoyed that, and I was fairly successful at it, there was a restlessness that began to come over me when I really, really got it, that John 14:6 says, Christ said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And that's pretty restrictive. People don't get to the Father without knowing him. So I begin to move in the direction, Lord, how would you have me spread that message? How can we get that through to families and kids so that they will know Christ for eternity?
And what did the Lord show you?
Well, he began to show me. I had had some experience in Christian camping. I'd been a counselor for Young Life in Colorado, and I had seen lives change there. And then my parents had 200 acres of land with a lake on it down near Tyler, and I just began to put things together from a conceptual standpoint and said, I believe that there's something here that we can do to spread the gospel with Christian camping.
When you hear the words, "I'm going to bless this land with a showplace for my glory," what goes on in your heart with reference to Pine Cove Christian Camps?
The book said it wasn't verbal. It was louder than verbal. Mm. And I can tell you that I do not go along with people that always want to tell me what God told them. Mm. God told me, standing on that bridge that day, I'm going to bless it. And I wish I could show you in the spring of the year the azaleas and dogwoods and absolutely beautiful flowers that were about 200 feet from where I was standing. So when I said, I'm going to bless this place with a beauty for my glory, he really did that.
Amen. I've had the privilege of being there, and I can only say thank you, Lord, and amen to that, Bill.
Someone might ask, Bill, Sharon, Bill, how did you really know? I mean, you said it was louder. How did you hear God?
Well, I prayed a lot. And I learned in prayer to ask the Lord to block me if I'm going in the wrong direction. So I'm a guy that wants to move ahead. And so I constantly said, Lord, I feel being led to create a Christian camp. You block me if that's not what you want me to do. Otherwise, I'm going ahead with your leadership.
I'm enamored, I'm intrigued by your as a go-getter. I'm going to go. Block me, Lord, if not, I'm going to go. I remember reading about this lesson you learned in life early on as a pilot. The time you crashed the plane.
Yes, I crashed the plane when I was 16 years old, and I had always been taught when you fail, get back up and go again. 2 weeks later, I was back in the air flying solo because my instructor said, if I don't do it soon, I won't.
So get back in the plane, right?
I tell young people, don't do nothing because you might fail. Do whatever God's leading you. If you do fail, get back up.
Get back in the plane. Suzanne, that's a word for us, isn't it?
I'm thinking of the word brilliant. That is really good counsel.
Get back in the plane. Pinecove.com. Dr. Tim Kimmel, author of Grace-Based Parenting and Grace-Filled Marriage, says God needed someone to say yes to him a long time ago. Live for what outlives you is that man's story. Bill and Sharon, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Well, I would say prayer is at the top of the list, and adjustments in how you're thinking about whatever this problem is. Certainly, I had a situation 18 years ago when I was taken to the hospital for just a little tinge of pain in my arm, and it turned out I had open heart surgery. Did not leave the hospital. So that was a turning point as far as thinking about the preciousness of time itself and of serving him. And we got a jolt to be a little bit more serious with our time. So that was one episode.
Sharon, do you feel comfortable sharing how you processed your father's passing at such an early age?
Well, as I've journeyed along, many other people have lost a parent at an early age. We do not realize what wonderful strides have been made since then. But my father was only 41 years old. And I guess, really, Suzanne, I was so naive. I just thought, my mother is going to take care of this. So that's the way it was. And we moved back to Tyler because that was the town we enjoyed living in of all the 8 cities that we had moved around to. And I just say it was providential that I look back and I can see that the steps that occurred in my life, good and bad, were his timing. That's the only thing I can say.
And with that, you're sharing the depths of your faith and your trust in Christ, and that's so good for our listeners to hear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Danny, I might just add a little bit to that. It's a real thought process of mine that I teach young people, taught our own kids. God designed life so complicated that you have to trust him. And if you think you're going to figure out, you're not going to do it without trusting him. And to go along with that, God is not necessarily necessarily looking to change your circumstances. Your prayer list of things you'd like is not really what he's after. He's after how you are reacting to the circumstances you've already got. He's looking for a godly, worshipful, patient reaction to the ones you've already got.
Well, we're hitting deeper mm-hmm. down in the reservoir now, mm-hmm. as Bill and Sharon, as you share with us. When we come back from our break, I want to stay there, maybe camp there for a little while and talk a little bit more around the imaginary campfire that's going on in my mind right now. Maybe today you can envision that too. Pine Cove Christian Camps. Hey, let's think about it as though we're just sitting around the campfire. Suzanne Maurer, myself.
Making s'mores.
Bill and Sharon McKenzie. And you, dear friend, talking about trusting God. Hey, maybe that's why life is so difficult. We'll talk more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, whoever said it was going to be easy? You say, Danny, God gave me a vision. It's going to be free sailing from here on out, man. I mean, God said it to me. I believe I can see it. He's given me a vision. Who says it's going to be hard? Well, dear friend, at some point, you're going to hit the skids. At some point, you'll hit some roadblocks along the way. And, Bill McKenzie and Sharon, they can talk a little bit about what to do in those times. You know, some point in life, you reach a certain level of experience where you're able to just speak freely. And people like me, well, I'm just picking up gems along the way. The Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, Bill and Sharon McKenzie joining us from Tyler, Texas. So good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. Find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com and Pine Cove Christian Camps, pinecove.com. Bill, take us back. I want to pick up some more gems along the way. Working through life in the midst of difficulties. What else can you share with us?
Well, I've got a couple here, and then I want Sharon to tell you a little bit about some of the things about how Pine Cove came about. But what I find in talking to people, young people, any people, much of their problem is their God is too small. Mm. If you have a small God, you're not going to have very much to trust in. So I have written a little note here to the staff at Pine Cove. Be sure your God is not too small. Psalm 33:6 says, "He merely spoke, and the heavens were formed, and all the galaxies of stars." Psalm 147:4 says, "He counts the stars and calls them all by name." Mm. If that doesn't make your God something pretty big, you got a problem. So I use that just to meditate, ask people to meditate on that before they start thinking about their problem. Think about how big God is.
Mm-hmm. Words of wisdom.
Sharon, share with us about how things developed. How did the dream materialize?
Well, you asked Bill, how did you really know God was speaking to you? And he says it was more than an audible thing. Things were happening, and as we went along, it implied, keep going. Our teenagers in church that we were working with wanted to come to his parents' place for the weekend. His father owned 200 acres that he had bought in a miraculous way. Mm-hmm. We're not rich people. But this came on the chopping board, so to speak, and his dad and another man bought it. He wanted to sell the land, and his mother, who is very inauspicious, said, "No, I want to keep that land. I don't know why, but I enjoy going out there. I enjoy fishing." They could have sold that land, and it would have gone away. But they kept that land. Also, when Bill went to his father and just kind of said, "Dad, could I have just a small portion over here?" He said, "Yes, whatever you want to do." So in that, all those steps were confirming what he wanted to do. It didn't just come out of the clear blue sky. Do you see the difference?
Yes, yes.
So we just say that God had his hand on it before we even knew what he wanted to really do. And it started with such a small, small beginning with only a handful that first week. We jokingly say it was the McKenzie kids that came to camp and the director's children that made up the camp. But it is amazing to stand back and see God work in spite of what little faith we really had at that time.
There's another really turning point. I mentioned it in chapter 6 in the book. We had the land with no debt on the land, but we needed $150,000 to build two buildings so that we could really say we had a camp. You can't just say you have a camp if you don't have any buildings. So my dad and I went to Dallas, and we visited with Dr. Howard Hendricks, who was a longtime friend, and he ended up being on our board at Pine Cove, and he had always encouraged me to do this. And we went in his office, and I said, "Howie, we're fixing to make a commitment here of some money, and we're fixing to deed some land from our family to Pine Cove, and I'd just like to know kind of a little bit more encouragement. Where are you on this thing?" And he sat there and looked at us for about a minute and didn't say a thing. And then he said, who knows but what you come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And that was my answer. I walked out of there and we went to the bank and borrowed $150,000. And Dad was ready to do it.
You know, Bill, I'm looking at a picture of, if I'm saying it correctly, Caribou Cafe, CAF?
Yes.
Yes, in the book. And I want to stop and pause for a minute and encourage our listeners to get this book. It's a book about camping, but it's also a wonderful book about living out a Christian life and living tradition. And I was telling Danny on page 103, you talk about a godly heritage that your mother and father gave you. You talk about sitting around the dinner table as family and all of talking over life's issues. And I know that both of you have come from that family tradition and you've shared it with your children. And I just think it's such a powerful message, and it's something that's missing in too many homes today. So I really encourage our listeners to get this book because it's about lots more than camping and a lot of wonderful tradition that you both have been blessed with and bless others with.
When you think about leadership, Bill and Sharon, and the leadership transitions that have had to take place as you've let go of the reins periodically over the course of time, was it hard for you to do that, or did it come with a greater sense of ease?
Well, we right now have the fifth CEO of Pine Cove is operating, been there about a year and a half, and I helped hire all of them but him. The board hired him. It has been hard. Danny, I appreciate you asking that. That's land that I had played on all my life, and now people are going out there and changing things. They're painting something different. They're cutting down a tree or something, and it just a part of you has to yield to God's will. You can't be selfish about it. So what I did was said to myself, if I keep running this, then it's going to end at my lifetime. So I want to yield this to a corporate board of directors with corporate wisdom to make decisions that will last. And I've had to just constantly do that. And I do have a relationship with each of the CEOs. I don't go to board meetings anymore because it was too easy for me to say something in a board meeting, and then everybody else in the room thinks, well, we don't need to talk about it anymore because that's what Bill wants to do. And that's not the way you get good corporate wisdom. There's always a time for a founder to transition out of being influential. And the Lord just led me to do that about 8 years ago, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful relationship.
It means such profound gravity to hear what you're saying because you're doing it. I mean, it's easy theoretically for someone to say, well, you know, this is the best way to do it in terms of a transition. But to be a founder, I mean, on top of that, like you said, this is the land that you grew up on. That you played, you climbed those trees, It was part of your everyday life. It was a family's land, and then it's given to the corporation. You form a corporation, a corporate structure. You literal surrender. How did you get the strength to surrender when there's so much tied to it? Take us further.
Well, I can say the blessings that have come and the lives that have been changed have far outweighed any of our thought of wanting to keep the land for ourselves. You cannot imagine people that have blessed us with what they have received as they have been on these campgrounds. Mm. There's no comparison.
You talk about blessing people before asking for their help. how important that is. When we come back from our break in our last segment, I want to pause there and talk about that a little bit. I remember as I read that, it stood out to me. You know, I lead an organization. Others are leading organizations. They have their businesses or are involved in some form of interaction. Yes, we live in a world of where much give and take takes place. But I think we need to be careful, and we'll ask Bill and Sharon about that when we come back. When we need something, what do we do? Do we just ask for help? Well, sometimes we do need to ask for help. And many times help is given. But when it's a project, it's something that we're going to ask for someone to contribute their resources to, how important is it to bless that person? To share something first before we ask for their hand. When we come back, more wisdom from the Lord through Bill and Sharon McKenzie. You don't want to miss this now. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
On page 84 of Bill McKenzie's book, Live for What Outlives You, he's the founder of Pine Cove Christian Camps. He writes, you're not ready to die until you have lived for something that will outlive you long after you're gone. Howard Hendricks told me, Bill says, when I was an ambitious young man, to look for things that to do that if you don't do it, nobody else will. In other words, if there are plenty of people who can and will do something, look somewhere else to invest your life. Pursue a unique calling. Well, indeed, Bill McKenzie has done just that. He's with us today. He and his wife, Sharon, from Tyler, Texas, joining me. Danny, I'm sure, here with Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. It's a blessing that you're with us today. You can find out more about Pine Cove Christian Camps at pinecove.com. Well, Bill, you have pursued a unique calling. When it came time to ask for help for the corporation, after donating the land, your family's land, to the corporation, you needed to get help. What lessons did you learn about asking people for help?
Well, something that has been true of our ministry all these years, I'm not playing down ministering to disabled people, or not playing down ministering to people with mental disability or anything, but the world can kind of see the benefit of giving to something like that, because those people have a physical or a mental need that handicaps their life. We are ministering to the up and outer. We're ministering to the person who's going to go back home and influence their community. And to do that, we have to say that we have done something. We have presented Christ in a way that it changed their life. Don't ask them to give until you bless them, and not us blessing them until the Lord's blessed them. So what we found through the years, it's not hard to sell contributions if a life and a family's been touched, and we've put some marriages and families back together, or the Lord has, through ministering on these grounds.
Mm. I read something that Howard Hendricks had said to you. How did your relationship with him, I mean, his reputation as a communicator, lives on vibrantly. But what kind of relationship did you have with him? How did God bless you with that kind of friendship?
Well, it's real interesting. I came out of Oklahoma University to Fort Worth, Texas in 1951. And my mother, who was always a little bit out ahead of me, said, "I'll find you a good church to go to." So she told me about a certain denominational church where she thought I would find a minister that had been to Dallas Theological Seminary, and that would be good. I went to that church, and they said he just left and started his own church. So I went to the original church that Howard Hendricks started and preached in Fort Worth before he came to Dallas to be on the Dallas Seminary faculty. So that began a long-range thing. We've traveled together, we've prayed together, we've dreamed together, and although Howie has a much higher profile than we do, he considered Sharon and me, Gene and Howie consider us as close personal friends, and it's just been a wonderful blessing.
Well, as I read through your book, you talk about someone by the name of Jim at a camp, and then later on you read about this Jim that has really... Tell us about Jim.
Well, I was taking a few hours after my senior year at Oklahoma University in a summer class, and the Wycliffe Bible translators were conducting an institute of translation, biblical studies, showing people how to translate the Bible. They were conducting that institute at Oklahoma University. So I just hung around there and kind of met some of the people, and then down at the First Baptist Church, I was invited into a small group Bible study that involved some of those people, and one of them was Jim Elliott. So I went to these Bible studies with Jim several times and didn't know for sure what I was getting into. I didn't know that much about Wycliffe Bible translators at that time. But Jim asked me to come on the campus on a nighttime meeting of about 900 of these potential missionaries, and they were going to just sing and praise the Lord, so I went with Jim, and the last thing they did was sing the blessed hymn, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing." And I went home that night. My life has never been the same, because there were 900 people, smart people, well-educated people. They had made the commitment to, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Tell," what Christ has done for us. And so I, of course, followed Jim, and then 5 years later, when he was killed in El Salvador, then we've had his wife to speak at Pine Cove, and we've maintained the relationship.
How did you feel? How did you feel when you when you heard the news?
Oh, my. I thought, why has God allowed this to happen? And yet, the strange thing is that it's caused many, many, many qualified people to go in the mission field. And there's something that I didn't include in the book, but the wives of some of those missionaries went back and evangelized the Aka Indians. And the son of the pilot of the plane that landed on that beach, at Curari Beach in Ecuador, went back down there about 25 years later, and he met the man that had killed his father. And the man said to this young son, he said, when we killed these men, we found they had a gun on them. And he said, can you explain to me why, when we attacked, they didn't shoot us? And this young man said, my dad knew that if he shot you, you would not go to heaven. He knew if you killed him, he would go to heaven. And so, to me, that's the ultimate test. Life is not as important as what we believe about Christ.
Bill and Sharon, I've got to ask this before we begin to wrap up our time together. To hear it in your own words, in your own voice, what goes on inside of you when you see young people experiencing the blessings of the camp experience at Pine Cove? What goes on inside?
Well, it's real interesting that you would ask that. I have people ask me, Bill, 50 years ago when you started Pine Cove, did you know the family was going to be in crisis? Did you know that there was going to be just horrible pressure from the culture on the family? And I said, no, I didn't know that, but the Lord knew that. And he led me to do family camping from the very beginning. And then it's just people ask, why are you growing? How are you? I don't know how we're growing. We don't ask that question. We just get up every morning, the staff and the board, and we just do what we believe God's leading us to do, and we're not going to try to explain why we're successful. We will just seek to keep him first and not get impressed with our own importance.
Bill, one of the themes throughout our interview, and Sharon as well, to me has been the word relationship. And what our listeners are, I hope, hearing today is the importance of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not enough to just know him. You need to be in his word, to read the love letter that he has written to us, to establish that personal relationship. And you have surely heard Bill and Sharon talk about the gift of relationships that Christ has given them. And it's just a wonderful testimony.
Bill?
Yeah.
Sharon, go ahead, Sharon.
Every time we go to see our children and Suzanne's part of that, we pray for the relationship and the words we say and the words we don't say, mm-hmm, to be sweet and soothing as we get together with family. And you have to work at family relationships, because there are a lot of different people and different ideas, and we just want to step back and encourage all of our children and all of our grandchildren and all of their partners for life. And, of course, that includes Darren Maurer.
Yes, our audience should know that we, mm-hmm, Bill and Sharon and Roland and I, share 4 wonderful grandchildren together. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And you're doing a beautiful job with what you've just explained, and even to just in friendships. You really have been blessed with the gift of relationships, but it's been intentional as you've prayed.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you one last thing that summarizes my prayer for my children and my grandchildren. And that is, do not slide through life enamored with the things of earth during your short stay. My prayer for you is that you will catch the real disease of being in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the difference that I see. I see people that talk about being a Christian, but I'm looking for people with the real disease. It's captivated them.
Live, an incurable disease, I pray.
Live for what outlives you. The amazing story of how Pine Cove began by Bill McKenzie, the founder of Pine Cove Christian Camps. Bill and Sharon, thank you so much for spending this time with us, sharing your time with us. It's been invaluable. Thank you so much.
Well, it was an honor for us to do this, and we appreciate your asking us.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Dear one, we hope that you've been inspired, even as we have today, by the story of Bill and Sharon McKenzie. Find out more at pinecove.com. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a special presentation for you there. Click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Psalm 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Bill and Sharon McKenzie. Again, find out more at pinecove.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.